It's time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddleheads. Eric Meehan joining us in studio. Greetings, sir.
Good afternoon, and a hearty thank you on this most gregarious and filled of sports days. I mean, I thought it was going to be busy when I went to bed last night, and I wake up today, and it's just three times the news. Mm. So thank you. Thank you for fitting in my humble little wine segment.
It's our pleasure to do that. It's the highlight of our week, as you know.
I feel like I stayed awake and actually watched the entire championship game, but I didn't even try, and yet, what is it about today? Well, it's kind of a groggy
afternoon. It's gray, yeah, and I didn't make it. I was in and out of the game, mostly because I wanted Gonzaga to win. I don't like North Carolina at
No,
all.
Everybody wanted Gonzaga to win.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of the country feels about the Patriots losing. It's
yes.
like we've
been. Yeah, so, yeah.
I didn't bring that up. And by the way, folks, they probably won't.
Nope.
So I wouldn't worry about it. So it is a new month. It is April. They've promised me that spring is coming. And I saw my first flower coming up today. It was at my lawyer's office. I think they pay extra.
I think they do. Well, and, you know, there's plenty of fertilizer.
Well said, sir. If you're listening, by the way, he didn't mean that.
I love lawyers.
Don't charge me more. Can't afford
By the way, next Tuesday, you want your spring?
Yes.
Next Tuesday, when you're sitting here, the windows will be open because the forecast is for a high of 68.
My wife posted that. She said, please, Lord, don't let this be a joke. Ooh. Because that is a beautiful thing. Mm. I cannot wait. Well, we're talking about cooking with booze this month. And I got absolutely chock full of meetings today. My apologies. It's a time when a lot of new wines are coming out and people want to show them to me, which is fun until you get to your like 20th wine and you haven't had anything to eat and you're tired. At which point it becomes kind of an onerous duty. You're going to have to trust me on that. It's not like coal mining, but it does it does drag a little bit. But I was going to, so I'll make it for next week, but we've got some really, really delicious recipes. So just as we did last year, we're going to not just be talking about wine in this month, we're going to be talking about everything that we work with at Bangor Wine and Cheese. So that's wine, beer, mead, cider. And we're going to have some really nice recipes and a shameless plug. And we'll get back to shameless plugs later in the segment. Next Thursday, the 13th, will be our regular monthly tasting instead of the third Thursday, which will fall during vacation week. And it's usually quite quiet then. So the 13th, and it will be in conjunction with the Bangor Land Trust as well. And we're going to have a good friend of mine, Lee, who I went to France with from a company called Wine Traditions. She'll be showing some wine, and then we will be featuring some of these recipes that we'll be talking about on Rich's show. Ooh. So do come out. That's next week.
Love it.
And there's some more shameless plugs coming up, so don't miss those. But so cooking with booze. So now we're not talking about necessarily pairing. We'll talk about pairing a lot and stuff like this. But this is, you know, using alcohol as an ingredient. First of all, there's kind of a stigma there, right? And I'd kind of like to get rid of that. Yes, it is possible to cook with alcohol or use alcohol in cooking and keep the alcoholic content, or at least a little bit of it, right? But once you reach a certain temperature, you're burning off the alcohol, you're cooking it out, so you're really using it for its other properties, its flavor properties, its liquid qualities. So don't be too afraid to cook with alcohol. It can really, really, you know, make, even for, you know, for kids and stuff, like wonderful loaves of bread that are great when it's still this kind of cool weather and you want a nice hearty snack for them. It's not going to get them drunk unless that's your intention, and in which case, and, you know, just buy some bourbon and milk.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's what. This is Maine. This is, as I've been told, as little as a generation ago, that was actually prescribed by doctors for colicky babies. And
bourbon
stuff.
And milk?
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, really? That's hardcore.
I may be getting colicky myself.
Right? I'm just saying. But yes, yeah, so it's really excellent. So why or why not? Why are you going to use, you can make bread without beer. You can make tomato sauce without wine. But why are you adding it? Well, because it adds a flavor profile, right? I mean, the thing we all love about alcoholic beverages is that when they're fermented, they can really take on some interesting flavor and aromatic profiles that aren't, I mean, it's nice enough to know that you're drinking wine, which is fermented grapes, like, but it doesn't smell like grapes, right? We always talk about all the other things it smells like and tastes like, and those are things you might want in your food, right? So, that's why we're going to use it. And, you know, does the booze enhance or change or destroy your desired outcome? I mean, I've tried to make you know, bourbon glazed things, then it just came out really boozy and bourbony, and it wasn't a delicious thing. Whereas you have, you know, Jack Daniel's bourbon glazed stuff, and it's, well, wow, this is really wonderful. Why is that better? Sometimes it's difficult to. So it takes some practice, which is fine. I mean, if you enjoy cooking with booze, you know, a little bit for yourself and a little bit goes into the recipe. Practice makes perfect, as it were. But do, again, remember that mostly when you're doing these recipes, alcohol will burn off. So the temperature matters, and then you don't have to worry about the thing. A lot of different ways to use alcohol in cooking. Certainly marinating, which if you have tougher cuts of meat, things like that, it helps to break down the fibers in that, which makes it much more palatable for you, again, like your chuck roasts and things like that. So it's wonderful for that. As we already said, it can add to the sauce, add to the flavor for sauces and jellies and compotes. And we're working on a really nice little cranberry sauce that uses wine, for instance, for later. So it really, really can add to that.
Can't make a good beef stew without either wine or beer.
Virtually impossible. Exactly. And that's one of the things that's funny. In researching for this month, you know, cooking with wine, I really, especially for like our wine club, you know, I always try to do the theme of the month and do a special thing for the wine club. And I'm trying to figure out, how do you use wine in atypical situations? I mean, basically you just throw it in sauce, right? Like every idiot knows that. Like you watch The Godfather and you learn how to make tomato sauce, a little more wine. In fact, that's really what inspired the wine that we're going to be drinking today. Besides another shameless plug, we're having a tasting with this winery later this month that I'll mention. But yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite, that's one of the original cooking with wine things that like you feel good doing. You get some tomatoes, you smash them up, you get some basil, you throw in some nice, you know, cheap red wine, and you feel like Al Pacino, which is nice because I've never looked like Al Pacino, but it's nice to occasionally.
Well, yes.
Although I think it's Clemenza actually that makes the, and he's slightly less attractive.
Yes.
But whatever. So yeah, and also the other thing is that's really, especially, you know, we'll get to this with the beer and the beer bread, is it also adds moisture, right? And that's a very, very important component of baking, especially like I have an electric oven that tends to dry out food a lot quicker than some of your more conventional ovens, gas ovens and stuff like that. So really making sure that, you know, food is very, very moist is an important thing for me. So beer and meads and things like that can really, really add that. I did want to address cooking with what, you know, you always cook with what you drink, right? You don't want to. So that's kind of a sticky wicket. And this is especially what we were coming up with wine club. So I wanted to create a all-in-one chicken Marsala dinner for people, right? Marsala is a very famous fortified wine, comes from Sicily, speaking of The Godfather in the old country. And it's absolutely impossible to find one that's good because the only thing that they bring in, and there's various wholesalers that bring them in, but they're all essentially the same, you know, quality, are the little sweet Marsalas for making chicken Marsala. And there's nothing of a higher level to even show people as an example. So that's been kind of tricky. But of course, when you're cooking with some of this, you don't really necessarily want to use a very expensive wine. Hmm. And where that also comes into play, and we mentioned this over and over, is that a lot of the old cookbooks will mention very expensive wines that they suggest using in cooking. And of course, you don't want to use an entire bottle of $60 Burgundy in something that calls for Burgundy. And so this is one of those times that I remind people that back in the day, before there was a lot of protection with the European Union and trade laws, where a lot of cheap jug American wine absconded and stole some of these more famous names, Burgundy, Chablis, Champagne, and made junk wine that people would then use in cooking and put in cookbooks, which is not the real thing. So if you're ever trying to make a recipe that may come from one of these old Betty Crocker or family recipes or whatever, that's asking for something that you don't know if you really want to spend $50, come to your friendly local wine merchant like myself and my staff, and we'll find you something delicious. So that leads me into the wine we're drinking today. This is if you're ever asked for a Chianti Classico or something like that to put in a tomato sauce, well, Chianti Classico is running you $25, $30, $35 these days, and rightfully so. It's an absolutely delicious wine. Now, this is made out of Sangiovese, which is the main grape in Chianti. This is from the Marche region, so right across the Apennine Mountains from Tuscany. This is 100% organically farmed. It is from Perlage. And it is wonderful. And it is under $10 a bottle.
This is under $10?
It is well under $10 a bottle.
This is great.
So do come in and try this. Now, on the 28th of this month, we will have the export manager from Perlage showing their entire lineup. I highly recommend you come see it. And then also, as we are quickly coming on the playing out section of this, we have a tasting this Friday to support the Bangor Symphony Orchestra. That will be all British beer, wine, and cheeses, and a nice baritone solo, not by me, but by a gentleman that I have sung with named Isaac Bray, who will be the Bangor Symphony soloist this Sunday. And then, yes, next Thursday, our regular monthly tasting, a week early, Bangor Land Trust being the beneficiary of the raffles that we will do there. Do come and check out their new trail maps. And I think they, on the 29th, the Saturday, they are doing a little ramble at the marsh. And then again, the 28th, we will be tasting the wines of Perlage at the store. And then also
Monday, right? Monday wine dinner.
Oh, that's right. And Novio's, which I think may be sold out, but they may have like 1-4 top left. So call Novio's for a wonderful vegetarian, gluten-free Thomas Jefferson Virginia wine dinner. And Friday and Saturday evening, Penobscot Poorhouse, the world's greatest rock and roll cover band, my band, 161, playing. Do come out and join us, won't you? Shake your bottoms. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday on Downtown.